This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. A Northeast Ohio singer-songwriter is releasing her second album since she overcame vocal cord damage that nearly ended her music career. For this week's Shuffle, I talked with Shelby Olive about how she got her voice back. 23-year-old Shelby Olive started singing when she was a teenager with a ukulele, posting covers of her favorite artists to YouTube. Her music career was put on hold 5 years ago when she discovered she damaged her voice in a high school performance of Peter Pan.
I did this horrible, horrible raspy attack voice, like gravel. And the piece was 10 minutes, but I performed it 4 times every Saturday, plus like at least 5 times a week practicing for like a whole year. So that destroyed my vocal cords, but I had no idea for another 2 years. We didn't catch it. I had to stop singing for pretty much a whole year. And I had surgery in January of 2015. I could not talk for a full month. I had to use a whiteboard when I communicated with people and also an app that I would text to speech. And then I started therapy, and it was another 2 months before I could talk regularly. So it was about 4 months total before I could even start singing again. And so writing became pretty much all I could do, writing lyrics and writing ideas without being able to sing them.
What was it like when you could start singing again after that?
I kind of had to relearn how to sing. I worked with Tim Culver at Kent State, the vocal teacher there, and I had to really relearn technique because so much of what I was doing was compensating for the damage, and so I was doing things that I didn't have to do and overworking my muscles. So I've had to really pull back and kind of become a new singer again, which is strange after having sung since I was 12.
How's your voice now?
I got a full-time teaching job. As a first-year teacher, you talk a lot. And so I've done a little bit of damage again since then as my first year. So I've been doing therapy every 2 weeks for the past, like, 4 months.
What does therapy involve?
Lots of larynx massages, which I never knew you could do. And then lots of just techniques to rest and help my voice heal.
Is it a struggle to perform sometimes?
You know, performing, it's okay. It's really my talking voice. So when I sing, I have thankfully learned good technique from the teachers that I studied with. But when I talk, you know, especially when you're in charge of a bunch of children, you're screaming and you're talking much louder than you're used to. I've had to start teaching exclusively on a microphone.
At the end of the month, you're releasing your second album. It's called Bad For Me.
It's got a lot more heavy pop rock vibes. I don't know if it's a real genre, but I would classify it as musical theater pop. I love pop music. I love musical theater and telling that story. Why are we comfortable
in chaos and chaos? You have a Patreon account, which is something a lot of artists are experimenting with and trying and been really successful with. Can you explain how that works?
Yeah, so on Patreon, I call it a monthly tip jar. People can choose to donate small amounts, like $1, $5, every month, straight out of their bank account. It's a monthly transaction, so they don't have to think about it. With that, you get perks. So for $1 a month, my patrons get a demo that's unreleased of something that I'm working on. They get to hear kind of it before it's released and can tell me their opinion on it. Then there's obviously higher tiers where they can get like an exclusive cover that I release to them or some merch and a monthly live stream. So it's a way of me to give back to my audience that's supporting me and also have a little bit more of an income. For me, singing is my passion and what I love and have to continue doing for the rest of my life.
Shelby, congratulations on the new album and thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
That's Shelby Olive. She plays an album release show next Friday at Musica in Akron. You can find links at WKSU.org. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene, Thursdays on Morning Edition.